All right, welcome. We're glad you're here tonight. Most of us walked in, but a few intrepid souls made their way here. We may have to tow you all home or provide cots in the church building. We'll see. Turn in your Bibles to Luke chapter 2. Those of you online, we greet you and trust that all are well and safe. And it looks like it's going to be an interesting night and a lot of digging snow in the morning. So Luke chapter 2, of course, this is our prayer evening, and we're going to be spending the majority of the rest of the evening in a time of prayer, a season of prayer. But I just want to read a short passage here from Luke chapter 2, a passage here related to the incarnation of Christ and highlighting a very unique lady and for a very specific purpose. Luke chapter 2, verse 36, the Bible says, "There was one Anna, a prophetess, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher. She was of a great age and had lived with an husband 7 years from her virginity. And she was a widow of about 84 years, which departed not from the temple. But," and notice this, "she served God with fastings and prayers night and day. And she coming in that instant gave thanks likewise unto the Lord and spake of him to all them that looked for redemption in Jerusalem." And of course, here the setting is that Jesus had been brought to the temple after 8 days to be circumcised. And here he was recognized by some notable people. The Bible tells us about Simeon, who was a devout man and recognized the Lord Jesus and blessed him. And then this lady, Anna, recognized something about the Lord Jesus. And I just want to take a few moments, just a couple of thoughts to think about tonight as we prepare to go to prayer. We see about this Anna that she was a godly woman. We see that she was a woman who served the Lord, and she was privileged to recognize the Messiah. And just a couple of things that I want to point out to you. Of course, you know, her situation was that she was a widow, and evidently she had only been married for a short time, for 7 years, and her husband passed away, and then by this time, she's 84 years old and had been a widow for much of her adult life and had committed herself to the service of the Lord. And therein we see something about her dedication. Here was a woman who was dedicated to the Lord. And the Bible says that she was dedicated to the Lord and she departed not from the temple. And look there, she served God with fastings and prayers night and day. And I was caught by that phrase that she served God with fastings and prayers. You see, we can serve God by going with the gospel. We can serve God by admonishing or encouraging a brother. We can serve God by giving tithes. We can serve God in many different ways. We can serve the Lord. And we often think of the things that we can do to serve the Lord. Here, this woman was known for serving the Lord with fasting and prayer. And I think sometimes we struggle with this thought that prayer is not the work. But actually, prayer is a spiritual work. And prayer is serving the Lord. Tonight, in just a few moments, as we go to prayer, you know, sometimes people are tempted to think, well, prayer meeting, I mean, why come to prayer meeting, or why be involved in prayer meeting? I can do that at home, or I can just make space for that on my own, and I don't need to come to prayer meeting. And the truth is that we do need to set aside that space and that time. And I realize tonight the circumstances are extenuating, and many folks are at home because of the weather, and that certainly is understandable. But tonight, I hope that even those of you who are at home will carve out some time and some space to serve the Lord with prayers. When we are involved in prayer, this is a spiritual labor. This is serving the Lord, and we ought to be careful to serve the Lord with fastings and prayers. And perhaps we could even say that without prayer, we are not serving the Lord. And we need to make sure that we keep first things first. And we see her commitment or her dedication to these prayers. It says that she served God with fastings and prayers night and day. And obviously, she had a unique situation. Evidently, she didn't have any children. Obviously, by this age, her children, if she had any, were grown and gone. She didn't have a husband. She was alone, and she chose to take that time that she had, maybe that extra time, and dedicate that to the Lord. And she became someone who served the Lord with fastings and prayers night and day. And it tells us there as well in verse 37 that she was so dedicated to the Lord that she didn't even depart from the temple. She just stayed right there in the temple. And I don't know how long she stayed there or what exactly all that she did besides. I mean, obviously, she had to eat sometimes. She couldn't just fast nonstop. So sometimes she must have gone and gotten food. But we understand that evidently she was someone who was well known in the temple because she was always there. She was a dedicated servant of the Lord. But not only do we see her dedication, then we see her association. Because a little bit farther down in verse 38, when she recognizes the Messiah, it says at the end of verse 38, she spake of him to all them that looked for redemption in Jerusalem. In other words, there were evidently others besides Simeon and Anna who were there around the temple who were talking about and looking forward to the Messiah and thinking about his coming. And Anna, when she recognized who Jesus was, she began to go to others who had a similar heart and began to tell them what she had perceived, what she had seen, what she had found out. And what I want to point out to you here is that when we are dedicated to the Lord, we tend to build associations and relationships with people who are the same. Birds of a feather flock together. And we'll find that we'll be drawn in fellowship to people who have the same priorities, the same thoughts, the same ideas. And here she had some folks in her life that had a similar type of desire as she did. And so she went to them and she began to tell them about what she'd learned and who she had seen and her association. By the way, those kind of associations, being around people who value the things of the Lord, causes us to value the things of the Lord even more. Amen. And this is the benefit of fellowship. It's like a self-lubricating machine. It's the idea that, you know, as we're spending time around each other and encouraging one another, we continue to have this desire to serve the Lord. And in turn, our desire to serve the Lord stokes the fire of someone else to serve the Lord. And then their desire to serve the Lord encourages us to serve the Lord, and on and on. And may it be so, those of us who are members of Lehigh Valley Baptist Church, that we would have this same kind of an encouraging spirit, and that our fire would warm the spirit and the ardor of others around us, and likewise that theirs would cause us to be fervent in our service for the Lord. So her dedication and her association, but then I wanted you to see here her perception. You know, the Bible doesn't tell us how Anna knew, but she knew. Here's Mary and Joseph in the temple with Jesus, who is only 8 days old. So obviously, he's not talking. He's not doing any miracles. He's not in any way outwardly manifesting that he is the Messiah. But Anna knew. And you could say, well, how did she know? I think that God must have specially revealed this to her. I believe that God must have spoken to her directly and identified to her understanding, this is the Messiah. Because the Bible says she came in that instant. And that phrase, in that instant, refers to what had just happened. Okay, so maybe it was Simeon and what Simeon said that informed Anna. But then we have to say, well, how did Simeon know? And obviously the Lord must have revealed to these two that something special was going on. But in that instant that Simeon is blessing Joseph and Mary and is extolling the fact that God has allowed him to see the Messiah, Anna comes on the scene, and she coming in that instant gave thanks likewise unto the Lord and spake of him to all them that looked for redemption in Jerusalem. So we see that she gave thanks. And you say, why did she give thanks? Because she knew who this was. Amen. And for her, this was the realization of everything that she had waited for, of everything that her soul had longed for. The nearest thing that I could compare it to for us as believers today would be if the Lord were to return and call us to himself right now. The sense of that and the impact that that would have on us, that was exactly what happened to Anna, because she realized this is the fulfillment of the promise of God. She gave thanks and she spake of him. She began to tell others about him because she recognized who he was. She couldn't help but spread the news that the Messiah had come. And we know and understand that many people were not ready to receive that message. The way that Jesus came was not according to their expectations, all of those sorts of things. But what I really want to point out to you here in regards to her dedication and her association and her perception is, here is a woman who was known for worship. She was known for spending time in the temple, fasting and praying. And I want to remind you of this simple truth tonight before we go to prayer. Worship prepares us to receive truth. Anna was ready to receive the revelation that this was the Messiah. She embraced the Messiah and his identity like few others did at this point in the earthly life of Jesus Christ. And you say, why was that? Because she was a unique woman who spent time in the presence of the Lord. Worship prepares us to receive truth. And so tonight, as we go to prayer, we'll have some time to worship the Lord. And I trust that as we spend time corporately in the presence of the Lord, that it will prepare our hearts to receive the truth, to be open to the truth that God wants to reveal to us through his word. And I'm not talking about some kind of a weird thing. We know that God speaks through his word in this time, and we want to be careful to keep our focus on the word of God. But tonight, worship can prepare us to receive the truth. And so I hope that you'll spend some time worshiping. I hope you'll not just tonight spend time in prayer, but in the days ahead, spend time in prayer. And may for all of us this holiday season be a time of being ready not only to receive the truth, but then to communicate the truth to others.